Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive, and He speaks to us in the heart, and we respond to Him from the heart. After we receive His words, we grow, we build up our lives, and then we can respond in faith. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about that a bit, how when the Lord gives you something to do, and you can tell there's joy in it, that's the first gift of whatever God gives you to do. There's great joy in it. And as you continue, you're going to find out that more joy, you know, the joy builds up. And the joy can become full. But receiving the Word of God on the inside is the key. A lot of dreams are lost because people, once the enemy knows that there's something going on, he's going to try to discourage it. And the only way he can win, seeing that he can't defeat us, we can't be defeated. We are alive to God, and we can't be defeated. So what he'll do, his next alternative is to get us to back off from following God, to change our mind and opinion. That's the next step. That's the only thing he can do. And he systematically does it through others. Most people in the world don't seek God. A lot of people have gotten saved and they ask God a few questions in their life. But most people don't daily go in His presence and see what He has to talk about. Even some ministers don't do that. They study God's Word and preach the Word, and that's good. That's still God's Word. But the relationship is lacking. But when people do go in God's presence and they honor Him, they live their life to honor Him, and they seek Him out, they get answers. That conversation is totally greater. And they don't get it, and it's harder for them to be deceived by Satan. Much harder. Because in God's presence, you can see things forming. God can show you things. He can relate to you, and He'll show you what to watch out for. The Word of God taught me that I had authority. And the Spirit of God taught me how to fight. I'm going to say that again. The Word of God taught me about authority. But the Spirit of God taught me how to fight. He taught me how to win. And He used scriptural references that I never would have noticed. Whatever God show you, it's there in the Word. And He taught me how to put it together. You know, the enemy is an enemy. In the Proverbs, it talks about the ways of an adulterous woman. One part said, this is just an example, how the Spirit of the Lord showed me how to fight. He said, The ways of an adulterous woman is movable. They change. If one thing don't work, another one may. And that's how they operate. And the Lord taught me that. And He taught me how to live and thrive in life and also to survive what I was going through. I had to survive first, and then I could get understanding and thrive in life like I did. And He helped me not to fall. Now, what He said about an adulterous woman, I found it to be true. And also, that's the same way Satan is. The adulterous woman, her ways are movable because Satan's ways are movable. If one thing don't work, something else might work, and he'll try. Sometimes in his temptation, he's fishing. He's trying to figure out, what will you fall for? What will you neglect God for? What would you what will help you, aid you to change your opinion. And that's what he does. Now, when people want to sin, they're motivated. And when they're very motivated, they do more drastic things. And they try things that they shouldn't do. They have a goal in mind. And the Lord had to teach me how to fight, how to resist, how to stand. The problem is, a lot of people are not learning those things that they need to know. And they're living a tormented life because fear has torment. They can't be who they are. They can't thrive in life. Their focus is trying to stop, put out fires that Satan started. Most of their relationship with God is just trying to stand. And they don't know how to master the situation. They don't know how to master their emotions. And if they can do that, they don't know how to get rid of, drive out the sin like they should, or the thoughts. They're standing, they're not falling. But most of their praying is how to, you know, Lord, help me stand another day. Now this is how I used to. Hopefully things have gotten better with others that I knew. But at the time that I was dealing with my problem in the 80s, that's what people did. They didn't really learn how to kill the problem. But if you resist the devil long enough, he'll flee. And you eventually grow stronger, I guess. But you need to know how to kill the problem. And I know they didn't know how to do it, because if they did, they would have taught it. As long as I've been going to church, I haven't heard much teaching about how to kill satanic temptations and problems and things like that. And it's so easy, but people dance around it. I think most people don't want to look bad. If you teach something that's embarrassing, it makes you look bad. But I don't care about looking bad. I care about living right and helping others do the same thing. Some things, some problems that come your way are personal. You really don't want people to know about it. But the same things are happening to your brothers and your sisters. And the temptation suggests that you're the only person isolated with this problem and you're weird. But everybody has their own fight to fight. And the Holy Spirit is the one that can train you and guide you in the truth, into all truth. Things you wouldn't want to share with other people, the Holy Spirit will talk to you about it openly and show you how to kill the problem. And he'll use scripture to do it. I didn't want to live a life of adultery, so I had to cry out and learn how to kill the problem. And I can't change it out there in the world, because women are not going to wear clothes. They're not going to dress modestly. Some will, but a lot of them are not. They're going to try to dress as provocatively as they can get away with. And people being people, some people will be attracted to you. No matter who you are, somebody's going to like you. And if Satan's involved, you know, a lot of things will happen that shouldn't happen. And if people don't learn how to destroy, you change it on the inside. In James, it says, purify your heart, you double-minded. See, double-minded people, it takes faith to do this. You can't be double-minded when it comes to faith. You have to be single-minded, single-eyed. You have to look at the Lord and receive his word and take him at his word. Then it says, purify your hands, you sinners. And the only way to purify your hand, you have to stand in your heart. That's where you live from. That's where your will is from. the will is formed in the heart. If you receive enough of God's word, you'll have the strength, the desire, and the will to do what's right, no matter what people are doing around you. So the Lord taught me to change on the inside, the way that I saw things. See it for what it is. Don't focus on the bait side. Look at the whole thing. And then I really conquered it by loving people. When the Lord taught me how to love people, the women that would flirt and throw themselves at me, I would love them. And because I loved them, I wouldn't betray them. And I prayed for them. I prayed for my strength. I prayed for their strength, so that everybody could grow in God. And some people got it right and some people didn't. But I continue with the Lord. And people are going to be people. And if they're tempted, they just, you know, that's a situation. It happens. Some people are not trying to be an adulterer. They just don't know you're married or whatever. But you know, you got to know God and you got to follow Him. And the Lord, only the Lord can teach you the things you got to, that's, He can teach you things that's important and help you stand, help you do what's right. If you look at sin long enough, you're not going to want to do what's right. There'll be a heavy temptation to give in. More word of God will help you sustain and go forward. The end game of sin is death. You dead and out of Satan's way. That's the purpose of it. That's the only purpose of it. He's not trying to help you. He's not trying to give you any pleasure. It's going to cost you a lot more than the satisfaction you think you're going to get. And the only part that's fun about the whole thing is what God made. God made people. He made us beautiful. He made us attractive. He made us lovely. There's deep resources in everybody. There are wonderful things to talk about. And every person has something. And that's what Satan will use to bait you with, to get you in an adulterous affair. People are not just attracted by how people look. They're attracted by how people think. And sometimes how they are spiritually. How they are spiritually. Some people, they love God and they go after God. And they seek Him. Some Christians are satisfied not, they just watch TV all day. They're not trying to get to know God. And you'll see somebody that seem to love God like you do. The enemy will try to use that as an attraction point too. And that'll sound, you know, you see, if you change, if you do the things that's wrong, is still adultery, it's still wrong. There are many attraction points, not just how people look. They could be younger or older. But you have to do what God said to in His Word. That's what we go by. It's not about how you feel, and the way you feel can change. Everybody has deep resources, untapped resources that they never thought about. And I know this. And the only way to find them, the best way to find them, not the only way, but the best way to find them is to seek God and ask Him to help you see what you got. A healthy life. Sometimes people are just satisfied just being a homebody, not doing much. They don't really have a thing that they thrive to do. And one way to get somebody to find what they have is a healthy life. If you can get a person to be healthy in their thinking process, to love God, to love what's right, help them heal in life. Whatever hurt them, whatever bothered them, help them become healthy in the Word, according to the Word of God. And then if they start seeking the Lord will help them find what they thrive, what they love. Another way is to pay attention to them and see what they talk about the most. And there's something going on the inside of everybody that God deposited something in them when He created them. They have a skill set that they may not realize. And if they find it, they're going to thrive in life. So it could be anything. It could be cooking. It could be music. It could be drawing. My dad was an artist. He could draw beautiful pictures if he wanted to. He didn't even practice it. He just draw something, it'd be beautiful. He drew me a robot one time. I don't know what happened to that picture, but I cherished it. And he did it effortlessly. And my son is an artist. He went to school for it. And he draws beautiful pictures. He's good at it. He draws murals. Now, if you follow God, you'll find what you love. And it's important to know what God is doing in you. But you have your skill set. The Word of God is the pattern, and the Holy Spirit can help you receive the pattern and relate it to your life in real time. This broadcast is to help people see that when you go before the Lord and go in His presence and learn from Him, you can learn things far beyond what anybody can teach you. And I want to stir up as many people that will hear me. Some people have ears to hear. Some people just have ears, but they don't turn them on. See, when you have ears to hear, you turn them on. You listen to the love language of God, and you receive His Word. And that's what I'm talking about. If you can receive what God is saying, then He can show you things you need to know, things you would love to know, things the prophet sought God about. People like Isaiah and Jeremiah. You can learn things from the Lord. There's no subject He can't master that He don't master. If you want to know something for real, ask Him. Not only can He tell you, He can show you visions of the future, visions of the past, and things He's doing right now. And because people think the way they do, some things He taught me, I just don't tell people. He's shown me things He created, other places. He's given me information that I asked for. And I know that some people out there, He's gifted greater than me. He's given them more knowledge. He don't give everybody the same thing. And He gives some people more than others because of their purpose. God has a purpose in everything He does. That was a rich man. He started out being a mechanic. And A friend of mine told me about him and how he did things. How he became rich. He fixed cars, then he bought houses and sold houses and built his business up. He started a racetrack. One thing after another, everything was, you know, it worked. And the Lord said, I give some people more than others. He told me that. But this same person had a purpose. The things he did benefited many other people. God do things in time to bless people because he's good like that. He started a racetrack. A lot of good happened because of that racetrack. People got into racing. People were, you know, they had something that the family could come and see. He did a lot of good. He married his high school sweetheart and stayed married to her. See, God got a plan for people's lives. But getting to know him, some people do these things without really getting to know God. But if you get to know God, you're going to be able to do greater things too. Your life is enhanced in his presence. In his presence, there's great joy. There's much knowledge. Untapped resources, spiritual untapped resources. Not only spiritual untapped resources, but godly works that can happen in your life. The average Christian, hear me good. I'm going to put this out there for those who have ears, for people who turn their ears on, people who got ears to hear. And I'm going to say it as bold as I know how, from the heart. The average Christian, I'm not talking about preachers and the fivefold ministry, just the average Christian, if they go in God's presence, God can cause them to win millions of people to the Lord. I'm not talking about the most outstanding people. I'm talking about the average Christian. If they yield their whole life to God, God can cause them to do a great work beyond comprehension. And they can cause even millions of people. And I didn't just say a million. I meant millions to get to know the Lord. Well, preacher, how can that happen? Don't underestimate what God can do in the spirit. When you give God something in the spirit, if he can take a little boy's lunch and feed 5,000 men and their families, potentially 20,000 people or more, with a little boy's lunch, he can take your life, what you yield to him, and show you how to do something with the means you already have. And he'll multiply what you yield to him. What do you have? What skill set do you have? God can take that thing and cause millions of people to believe on him. You can put things in motion that cannot be stopped. If you don't limit God in your life, if you go in his presence and learn from him, he said his yoke is easy, burden is light. And it is. Most people judge and base their life on what they see people doing. People are doing things the hard way. They do the hard things. They do it the hard way. They don't do it the easy way. They don't do it the Holy Ghost way. And Zechariah said as plain as day, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm going to say that again. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The things that God is going to reveal to you can make the difference. The things that God teach you and train you in, it can make the difference. The daily routine you have can become a message over time. What do you give him? What do you yield to him? God can take what you yield to him, what you have, and multiply it. And then he can do it again. He can multiply it, the multiplication. And in the course of your life, you can win millions of people. Sometimes God will help you win the right person that will win millions of people. But what you put in motion remains in motion, and God's going to reward you for it. There are so many untapped blessings. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move throughout your life, and he wastes nothing. He will waste nothing. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.